Oh, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the Cybertruck. So I promised you I was gonna give you an FSD update on this version of the Cybertruck, because it has been a long time since we've gotten any updates. And the Cybertruck FSD does not quite hold the standard as the Model Y, and especially the Model Y Juniper, which I have not driven, but it looks like the results are great. We are an FSD 13.2.9. Here are the release notes. There's nothing changed in here. The Cybertruck definitely is missing some things that the Model Y has. This redesigned controller, smoother, more accurate tracking, that is in the Model Y. A bunch of these other things with the model scaling and stuff really need to be improved. But this is what I'm most excited about, is the data scaling, cluster compute, and all of that sort of stuff continuing to get better. So, in any case, that is the version we're on, and I have already gotten the same exact route I did on the Model Y programmed in, and I just kind of want to show you how it's different. Now, I am here on the curb, and I am in drive, and I'm pushing forward. Okay, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and press the button. I got the blinker on. Remember the Model Y, it says I got a person right next to me. I don't have a person next to me on the right. What does it see? There's no person over there. Okay, it just disappeared. That car, well look, as soon as that person went by, it did kind of jump out. Hey, but it pulled off the curb. That was pretty good. I don't remember it doing that before. It was a little bit more skittish. Any case, let's go ahead and knock out an unprotected left turn. It's 10:45 in the morning here, so it is not the crazy rush hour. But the big thing about the Cybertruck that I want to talk about, unprotected left turn, is that it is big. It does not fit into the median, and its radius of turn has not been good, and all sorts of things. So it is not good at the unprotected left turn yet, unless it's completely clear, and then it's just fine. So let's go. There's our NHTSA stop. Let's get the creep done. Kind of an aggressive creep. Okay, we've got a small gap it can't go for. But see, what it's doing now is it's looking to the right and the left. So, like you probably can see in the 360 camera, I've got a big gap from the left coming, but no gap from the right, so it should not go. Oh gosh. What are you gonna do here? Okay, now your ass is sticking out. Oh, you are blocking traffic. That was not good. Oh gosh. What are you gonna do here? Okay, now your ass is sticking out. Oh, you are blocking traffic. That was not good. I let you do it because I saw that car slowing down. So, hey, Tesla, you cannot do that. You cannot leave your ass hanging out. Just don't go if you can't fit. And if you are going to try to fit, then you need to go into the median. And any case, I'm frustrated you tried that. I'm a little bit frustrated myself that I let you try it. I saw that happening. I didn't want to do a disengagement right there because I really wanted to see what was going to happen. But now I'm doing a U-turn here with traffic that's kind of on my butt and is not very happy there. All right. Anyway, we're programmed for a U-turn and it's wide open. So I don't really care if it does this well or not, but with that radius of turn, that was a nice, golly, it almost just went to the middle lane. Impressive. Not as confident as the Model Y. The Model Y executed that with just like, how do you describe it? It just doesn't feel as radius of turn cautious. I'm still a little bit upset at myself for letting it do that unprotected left turn. I didn't have the drone airborne, but you could probably see on the graphics here, and if not, I'll try to get something on the 360 camera that shows what was happening. But my butt was sticking out. Now, granted, people do that all the time in real life, so there's data for doing that. And in a supervised state, I think you can get away with that. But I just don't think in an unsupervised car, you can use hope as a strategy for other cars to not hit you. We use that term a lot in aviation too. You know, hope is not a plan. Hope is not a strategy. You know, if you get a bad weather at an airport or you get put into holding, you know, we can't use hope as our plan that we're not going to run out of fuel. You've got to have a plan. You got to be able to execute that plan, and you have to be able to do it safely. So Anyway, the unprotected left turn is behind us. A little bit of a boost with the U-turn being aggressive. Now, if it had done that U-turn in a small gap with oncoming traffic, with that hesitancy that it kind of had in there, that slow lethargic turn, I probably would have either tapped the accelerator or disengaged, just because the way it behaved was just uncertain of itself. Whereas yesterday or the day before, that Model Y just gave me this confidence. You just felt it in the small of your back that it was accelerating through the maneuver, which is feedback to the supervisor that it knows what it's doing. Okay, so what are we going to talk about the Model Y, the Cybertruck right now? There's still a few things generically about the Cybertruck I absolutely love. First of all, this rear view mirror is still my favorite upgrade. I will say, I know I've talked a lot of you into buying this, and some of you are giving me comments that you're having GPS issues when you install this. I know about that issue. I had it initially, but what I did to get around it and what is going on is there is a lot of wires for this camera. Let me pay attention here on this turn. Okay, we got a nice unprotected yellow arrow here, waited on a good gap, and now we're going across the railroad tracks. And now we're going to be behind a truck with a trailer, so we might have a little bit of an interesting scenario, just kind of being constrained. But what's going on with this camera? There's a lot of wires that have to go to the back of the truck. There's also an accessory to put a forward-facing dash cam here. And underneath this housing, not only is your forward-facing dual camera, it's your GPS antenna. There is not a lot of room to bundle those wires for this in here without covering up or putting cabling next to that antenna. All right, we are clear both sides to proceed. And when you put that cabling around that antenna, I don't know if the shielding isn't strong enough or there's just some obstruction, but there's some EMI interference and the GPS antenna does not lock on because of this mod if you don't do the cabling right. This little section here and up in this overhead panel is where you need to put most of the cabling and take as much of it out of here as you can away from that GPS antenna. That was my fix, and I haven't had any GPS issues that are related to that at all since installing. But you know, you still get to pan, and that's the best thing about this is I can see what's in the tonneau just by panning down. And when my blinker camera's on, I can still see out of the back. Okay, so we have a dynamic situation here where I've got a bunch of huge trucks, and this is a electrical contractor that's got telephone poles for installation, and the route has us going straight ahead. So we've either got to navigate around big trucks, and that truck there is sitting there going, I can't fit around you, and watch him. He's gonna go to the right, I'm stuck here. All right, I'm tapping the accelerator and disengaging because he couldn't fit. The Cybertruck was playing, I own this road just as much as you, but that big truck couldn't fit. So that's the warning about, I tried to get the actual voice alert in there, but that didn't happen in time. All right, so that car is going around trash. Lots going here on in this road. You know, what the Cybertruck did by waiting wasn't wrong, but that truck was being patient, kind of going, hey, can you go to give me the courtesy? He just wasn't gonna go. And this narrow road does not have room for two vehicles while the Cybertruck is allowing, you know, this, you know, 12 to 18 inch buffer over on the right hand side to exist. So I had to disengage and pull over to the right. It was a good scenario though. I mean, it just, you know, it would have been an embarrassing situation if it was an unsupervised state where that semi would have had to deviate, or a teleoperator would have had to be involved, or eventually it would have had to just, I don't know what would have happened, a change route or something. I don't know, turn right. I don't think it would have come up to that decision though. So you can see how this truck is just going very slow, and we're not really getting any kind of speed bump interaction. It's slowing for the speed bumps, but he's just traveling with his hazards on, so I'm not sure if he's going to turn right or left. But if he does turn left, you're going to get to see a semi with a telephone pole trailer do an unprotected left turn across the same middle turn lane that we're going to use. All right, I think we're done with that camera. Done talking about the rear view mirror camera. Still a fan of that. I have had some work done on the Cybertruck. I'm trying to, you know, keep them honest on everything that's going on. Listen, Dirty Tesla's, you know, probably going to sell his Cybertruck. I know a lot of people are selling their Cybertrucks and turning them in as lemons in states that do that. I'm not selling my Cybertruck. I love this thing, you know, and I need a truck for my bees. I don't need a big truck like this, but I need a truck, and I love this thing, so I'm not selling it. I'm going to keep it going. But I am keeping Tesla service honest on the things that, I don't know if it's Foundation Series or just some of the parts that were engineered kind of, I don't want to say cheaply, but maybe cheaply is the right word. The pieces of the plastic that sit on the top of the, it wants to go around here. You see this? Don't do that. You cannot go around this truck. Okay, hopefully you see him moving. Oh, look, they are doing unprotected left turns across the suicide lane with an 18-wheeler. Now, look, you need to get back over to the right because oncoming car could completely mess this up. All right, so he's not doing a left turn, but he's going across the road. Look at this. Those of you that say you shouldn't do this at lights, that's what you call owning the road. There's our stop, and then what are we going to do? Commit, stop, and now you're going to go. Go, hit it. Nice. So that worked good. I mean, at least it worked good enough. I mean, watching those trucks do it, you know, kind of makes the point that that's the way, you know, we drive in Florida. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. I'm navigating with my map there. Okay, so that was uneventful. It was a good decision. It had it clear on both ways. It did not use the middle turn lane. The Model Y did have to use the middle turn lane the other day, but I don't think that was what its plan A was. I think that was a plan B modification. Okay, so back to the truck, keeping Tesla service honest. And when I say keeping them honest, the top sail covers, I am having, matter of fact, I've got a mobile service appointment today. My driver's side left plastic sail cover has come off for the third time. Now, it has not stripped off in the highway, but there's a post and a fastener that's at the top front leading edge of that thing, and it's got like just a jam nut, and that's all it is. The jam nut is actually holding now, but the back side of the jam nut looks like it's just like plastic welded to the post, and that plastic welding just kind of came off. It's not a real fastener, and honestly, how you attach plastic, I don't know, it needed to be injection molded with something in my mind, not just a glued fastener. Another spot for improvement, but they're replacing that one for the third time. The top of my tonneau cover, very early ones, I think this has been fixed, but the very top of my tonneau cover did not have a tonneau slat that went under the seal. When the tonneau was completely closed, you look down, it was like missing the top slat. I don't think it was actually missing it, like poor manufacturing, but I think they engineered it with that slat not there. But it let a little bit too much water in, and there's a Tesla service bulletin. This is different than a recall. I think they call them TSBs. A Tesla service bulletin for fixing that extra slat. But Tesla's not going to notify you about that one. So if your truck is leaking a little more than you think, and if you look down at the top of your tonneau, and when it's fully closed, there's a gap between the top trim piece and your tonneau, you can let Tesla know you would like that service bulletin applied, and they will do that. And they did that for me. I've completely taken off my wheel covers. That was an over-engineered hot mess. And the engineers that put the effort into that, thank you for trying, but you overdid it. They moved, there were too many pieces of plastic parts, they rotated around, they didn't stay in put. When you put them in the wheels, if you put them in improperly, there was chafing. Even if you put them in properly, there was chafing on the wheels. And I know you were probably under a time constraint to get that re-engineered version working, but what you sent me, what Tesla sent me, and also third-party OEM available also, those little inserts that cover up the hub and the bolts, that's all I needed. And that looks great, and I love it. I'll tell you the biggest reason I took the wheel covers off, you cannot inflate your tires without taking those monstrosities off, and it's impossible to take those off without getting greasy because of just everything that a tire goes through. So the wheel covers are gone, and I still have them, But I they're in my kind of storage room just waiting on me to change my mind. But the longer they sit in there, the more I think I'm going to recycle them, or I don't know. I guess I could try to sell them, but I don't need to. I don't know. I haven't decided on that. I am still using a cargo divider. I have taken the cargo divider in and out. That thing still is a tight fit in my truck. It doesn't go in and out very easily. But granted, a tight fit is probably a good thing for what its purpose is. But it is still not a pop it in, pop it out kind of a piece of gear. But it does help, like, my ladder from sliding and smaller things that I put in there to not slide all the way to the front if I aggressively have to stop on the road or something. Okay, merging up here on the interstate. So far, the Cybertruck's doing okay. We hadn't had many radius to turn kind of things to talk about, but maybe we'll get one, a couple down in Memorial Park. Let's see what the merge is like. If you remember on the Model Y, we had a huge acceleration here. Now, granted, I've got a truck and a car to get behind, but it just really zoomed up to 70 miles an hour on this merge lane. Notice we do have a flashing vehicle up here with a left arrow, so we got some actual traffic deviation coming up here, which is great. I will kind of put my guard up a little bit just for these cones. They should show up as the occupancy network pops up. You get over in that left lane, you get a merge. I got an oversized load pickup behind me coming. You can see him up there. But it's fine. You can see these cones. They don't show up as cones anymore. They're just here in this occupancy network as little blobs. I'm not sure how the actual AI computer interprets them, but and that's the end of them, and now folks are merging back over, and that construction's fine. It did a good job. No issues with it. I know a lot of you want me to check on lane centering and lane control on humps and stuff like that. Listen, there's enough of you out there that have that lane centering issue or lane drift issue that I know there's going to be plenty of clips on that. I don't know if this version is going to fix it or we're going to see it on this version or not. I'll try to pay attention to see if there's anything. But in the settings, see if I can do this without getting busted. There is autopilot, I believe. Is it under autopilot or is it under safety? There's lane departure avoidance. It is on the assist. There is a new function in there talking about that. It was in the release notes, I believe. And there were some videos earlier on about possibly the lane departure coming into the FSD stack, which is probably part of a larger fix to that issue, I'm guessing. All right, continuing to edit my route here. Things going well so far. I don't have any issues with this drive. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. Some of you asked me a lot of questions about these dots up here. A little bit further back in the video, you probably saw I had both an orange and a green dot. The green dot is the attention monitoring is active. So, like, if I irk it enough, it'll kind of go away and I got to do the old steering wheel tug. But if that amber shows up, that's the audio recording that's collecting data for emergency vehicles, sirens, horns, different things like that. I don't think we have any actual functionality based on that yet. I think we're still in data collection. I think you had to opt in for that too. But if you do see that orange one popped up there, that's what I believe that is. Okay, so we have that Lexus kind of cross in front of us, and we're just navigating our way. No overreaction or anything to that. I'm in standard mode like I do all these drives, and I felt like the speed was adequate. Constrained by traffic most of the time, so I don't think we got to see much there. See how we do on this kind of outer radius turn? Feels like the lane centering is fine. I don't feel like it's rock solid in the middle. I feel the car kind of weaving in the lane, but I don't feel any sort of lane departure issues yet. What are you gonna do here? It'll be interesting to see if this version does the same aggressive crossing in that gore section on this interstate going to Memorial Park that the Model Y did. That was probably the worst thing that happened on that Model Y drive was it was in the far left lane and it kind of made a call to get way over to the right and had to do like three lane changes and it crossed in one of the white gore sections that are hashed off that you're really not supposed to be driving in. And one of the commenters made a great point that, yeah, there's lots of nails and glass and all sorts of stuff that collects in those gore sections, and it's really not good to do in any case. All right, so far so good. All right, what other things have I had done to the Cybertruck? Most of you know, and I've had this done for a while now, but G at Test Bros helped hook me up with a matte black wrap, and I did a DIY installation of my own wrap. I did it in my driveway. Wouldn't recommend that if you have an indoor place to do it, but I did not. But I was able to get it done, and I think I'm really, really happy with the wrap so far. It's just so much more durable and easy to clean than the stainless. I like the way it looks. It's a little bit more stealthy. I don't want to say Batmobile-like, but you know, when you look into the horizon, it just doesn't jump out at you like the stainless does. But when you see the Cybertruck in the matte black, it really, really just pops to me. There's a lot of fabulous colors out there. Most of them that I really like are in the darker shades. But yeah, I'm really happy with the wrap so far. I'd do that over again in a heartbeat. Phone mounts, I've still got a, but this is the MagBack mount. I'm still pretty happy with that. I do have the Jawa one also. The Jawa one started kind of jiggling on me a little bit, a little looser. The Cybertruck's, you know, kind of a big vehicle, and while the air suspension makes the ride smooth, there was a little bit more jiggling on that that Jawa mount. I do have the Jawa Starlink cable connecting my Starlink Mini that I leave mounted in the back center upper glass section of my Cybertruck. I love having that available. And I was offered that Roam Mini plan for 10 bucks a month or whatever. And now that it's 10 bucks a month, I don't even pause it like I used to, which is probably why they started that plan, honestly. You know, a lot of people like myself was pausing the $50 a month plan until I needed it. But with that $10 a month plan, I'll just leave it on and not even bother. Good that it went in the yellow middle lane here. And I don't know if it was because of that vehicle back there or not, but that was a good decision if that's what it did. All right, we're coming up on the I-10. We're on I-10 now, I-95 interchange, where before it was kind of in the left lane and committed to going all the way to the right. The reason it matters, because you can, I don't know, you see these signs up here? You can kind of go both ways and end up going north or end up going south. It's not like if you're going south on 95, you can still do it from the left side and vice versa. But our exit to Memorial Park, you need to be on the right side. And the navigation maps and how it decides which lane to get in when there are multiple options, I think leaves a little bit to be desired. Notice how we're going around this truck. It was rock solid in that lane. In the past, going around trucks, I felt like after you passed the truck, it did a little bit of an arc around the truck, even after you were past it. I did not notice it there. It hugged that lane and hugged that truck nice and snug. Okay, we're lane changing, crossed a solid white line, which is good to know that it can do. You're allowed to do that. It's kind of giving you a division, though. And look, the Cybertruck's going to the right. So this is great. This is not what the Model Y did. See this gore section up here to the left? The Model Y jumped three lanes and crossed that. So the Cybertruck didn't do the same thing. Just a couple days later on the same build, same, okay, see that? Oh, look at that maneuver. Rock solid, Tesla. That was what I would call reaction time. That was not a smooth go around the tire piece. That was an obstruction in the road. You quickly reacted to it, even involving going out of your lane. That's the first time I've witnessed that fast of a reaction that felt like it was an evasive maneuver. Highlight reel, guys, that was what we need to see. That wasn't a smooth, I see it, I'm going around it. That was, oh my gosh, I see a piece of tire last minute and it went around it. All right, I'm now impressed. That was a change. I've never seen the Cybertruck react that way. It has always felt lethargic and like he was trying to be so careful. I really hope that that comes across in camera, the jerk of the steering wheel or whatever it did. Green light, turning right here. That When I drive down to Orlando on I-95, I leave Waze up for the sole purpose of warnings of object and road ahead, which is exactly what that big piece of rubber tire was. You know, you don't want to run over those in a smaller car like the Model Y. The Cybertruck would have probably been fine running over rubber, but larger things, pieces of pallet, ladders, tires, I've seen things in the road that you cannot run over, even in the Cybertruck. And while having mapped data of potholes and stuff like that is something we can achieve to have in the future, we need to have that kind of reaction time with an evasive maneuver for something it sees on the road that is small. I wonder if that was even shown as an obstruction on the occupancy network. And if it wasn't, that's going to give me even more confidence that it is maneuvering around things that it sees, even though it doesn't bother displaying them. Still talking about it. All right, guys, we're taking the next right turn, coming up to Memorial Park. I'm going to do the chain test. I know you guys love that chain test, but I'll do it again. So we do have kind of a parked truck here. He's got his blinker on. He's in a safe spot. Didn't treat him like he was under motion at all. Just kind of went around him. It very clearly knew he didn't have a motion vector. We have a yield here into some traffic from the left side that is, it's going to be fine. It'll find its own gap. I was wondering if we were going to get any sort of tight accelerations, but he went. We're going to ooch up there. We should ooch up there. We're not ooching. Okay, this is where, okay, you can go now. Are you gonna go? Oh, shit. I'm pressing the accelerator for a yield where there was a car behind me and it wasn't yielding. It was acting like it was a, there's a snapshot there. It was acting like it was at a stoplight. Maybe it interpreted that light as right on red, no right on red. It could have followed the lead car. There was a lead car that showed it what to do. If I hadn't had a car right behind me, I'd have sat there a little bit longer, but I had this guy ooching up on the rear side very quickly. All right, so here's a right turn lane that I need to get over here in this left lane, and all my neighbors that live here are already in the left lane, but I'm gonna just keep on going, it looks like. It's fine. There's cars up ahead doing the same thing. They're merging at the last minute. You can just kind of see how these cars are in the queue, and I'm going up there like I own the place, but I'm gonna have to get over. There's a gap right there if you want to be aggressive. You going to do it? There's your blinker. Oh, wow. You did that like a champ. That was really good, too. And honestly, not too late. You had another 50 meters of runway here. Actually, no, about up to this light. Another 100 meters or so of runway that you could have used, and that was good. Why are you putting the blinker on there? Why is the blinker on? That was not correct. I don't know what that was about. A couple snapshots there for the team. All right. Well, we're kind of stopped in traffic here right next to the Cummer Museum over on the left and the right. My daughter got married here at the end of March. Ellie, I don't think you watch my videos, but congratulations, so proud of you. That was a fun time there at the Cummer Museum here in Jacksonville. All right, so we're easing up to our unprotected left turn into the Memorial Park loop. Remember yesterday that the Model Y went through that alley? Man, I hope the Cybertruck doesn't go through an alley. That was crazy. I don't know why it did that. What's a Cybercab going to do in situations like that? Are you going to go down alleys when you're not supposed to? I don't know. There's some people out there saying, what do you mean supposed to? You can use an alley. I guess if there's a need to use an alley for a drop-off or a pickup, that's fine, but it's not really a road. Okay, so I gotta cross this gorge section, take a left, gotta make sure traffic is clear. You got your blinker, you got a couple cars coming. Now I need a Model Y boost right here, go. Commit. Okay, all right. It wasn't bad, it wasn't Model Y commit, but it was not bad. All right, so we're coming down here, the loop here from Memorial Park, which is on the right. There's the St. John's River right in front of us. Looks like we got a tow tractor with lights on here to the right. Oh, and look, there's that audio monitoring there too. Oh, is it gonna stop here? It pulled over to the right to stop. Look at you finding a nice spot to stop. Oh, and you're gonna keep on going? I do have a car behind me. How am I gonna do this test with this? It's gonna stop right here. Okay, I'm gonna stop here. I'm gonna let this car behind me go. See how it's got the park stack on already? I'm just gonna press it. I got some pedestrians up here too. All right, I'm gonna press. I'm not gonna let it go too far. If it starts, what are you gonna do? Oh, did I give it a spot that's not got a chain? I think I did. There's no chain in that spot. See, there's the last bollard. Oh, look at you. That's the spot I picked though. Well, we're getting a demonstration of the auto park system. You guys still want me to test the chain? You can't see it. I'm not gonna waste your time. This video will be an hour and a half long if I keep doing stuff like that. All right, but it's good. It did the park. Nice job parking in the last spot that I tapped on. But so now I'm gonna continue the route. Press to drive. There's my, okay, it's engaged. Is it gonna pull out? Ooh, why does it wanna go? Oh, it rerouted to the left. Man, that's fine. It's shortest. That's fine. It's because of where I have the POI. No, that was pretty close to the same spot I had for the other Model Y. The Model Y went around and came back through this alley. But interestingly, it came through the alley to go to the same stop sign. I wonder if there's something about this stop sign that it likes. Well, we're gonna go into the cul-de-sac and we're gonna show that the Cybertruck still can't reverse, but. Okay, so we gotta creep up and get a visibility here. Good, you own it. Nice. Cybie, you're doing great. You're doing good. This is a good drive. I'm impressed mostly with some of the little things that the Model Y screwed up, like with the navigation. All right, flashing yellow. We got traffic here. Don't be too bold. And if you are too bold, you have the unprotected left. Let's not forget that. It screwed that up, in my opinion. All right, how are we going to... Am I in the lane? Is it going to commit if it goes red? Got lots of traffic. Got a vehicle over to the left that I have to go around. See that? He's inching up to take a right. He looks like okay, there's a gap. Oh, now I'm red with an arrow, so I can't go, and it's not proceeding. So it thinks it's at the stop line. It's crossed the stop line a little bit, and you can see this on the screen. These cars are having to kind of go around a little bit more aggressively, but it was the right thing to do. I'm not in the intersection enough. But now we're gonna get a green arrow. Proceed. Okay, kind of gave a little pause there to make sure nobody was running the red light, I guess. Good, now we got to go around this car. Nice. And then now I'm going to create the U-turn scenario that where it needs to use reverse, but I got to kind of be careful I don't do it too early. Otherwise, it'll use its massive steer-by-wire radius of turn benefit. What are you going to do? Okay, now I've rerouted you. Okay, so now I think you're stuck. Oh my gosh, this freaking four-wheel steering is just unbelievable. It didn't even need to reverse. Shucks. All right, I gotta do that again. Only because I really wanna, this is my place where I test that. So this is, I took over to reset this scenario for you guys because I wanna know. I wanna see it thinking about reversing and then trying again. So I need to kind of give it a bad starting point. So I'm gonna kind of go here and then I kind of got it. Now it's got a, okay, so now what's it gonna do? See that? Is it gonna make it? Okay. And here's where it's, what are you gonna do? Okay, it's stuck. So this is where the Model Y would be reversing. And if you see under the car, it's trying to reverse, but it still can't do it. Oh, look at you. Are you gonna curb that thing? Are you gonna curb that thing? Oh man, what's the front bumper camera showing? Are you gonna curb it? See how close it is? It's trying its best. And it's stuck. See, okay, so now it's got the color up there, and it can't do it. All right, so I'm just going to throw it into reverse, like it wanted to do. And then I'm going to go ahead and re-engage it here for it with now the radius of turn to do it. And let's see if it'll take off. Oh, come on. You can do it. I can sit here to let it think about it. It's got it now, though. Come on. Come on, do it. I really don't want to give you the pedal of encouragement because I think you can do it. What is your AI brain thinking right now? Is your AI brain confused from the last turn? Because look, you still got reverse maneuvers under here. You don't need to reverse anymore. But see, if I give you the input, which is what this is an AI input, I'm giving you forward, and then look, that input gave you context, and that context is all you needed to take over. So it's like it's the first word in an LLM's prompt. I just gave it a prompt, which was that input. It was still kind of using the context from before if I need to reverse somehow. Does that make sense? That's what it feels like to me. I know I'm probably given analogies that aren't 100% accurate, and the Tesla AI team is probably just giggling listening to me talk about prompting this thing, but that's what I think it was doing. It was acting like that because it had the radius of turn. It just wasn't starting a new conversation or a new drive when I did that. Now, I bet if I'd have gone back and gone into park and gotten out of the car or started a new drive or something like that, yeah, I bet it would have pulled off just like it did at that curb when we started this drive. Just surmising on what I think is going on based off of what I see and feel in the truck. All right, so this radius of turn, do you guys know what I mean when I say radius of turn issues on the Cybertruck? So you know how there's a kind of a pretend arc we take when we go from one intersection to another, and sometimes there's a big old median in the road. Okay, we got a green light. We got to take a left here. We have a pedestrian crossing with right of way. And see how we do this turn here? That was fine. But did you see it? Go back and look a second if you didn't see it. The rear wheels of the truck cross the yellow line. The Model Y has got this beautiful arc of a radius of turn that leaves an inner buffer. The Cybertruck uses a less arcy turn that constantly gets too close to its kind of middle section areas. And sometimes it will correct in the mid arc with a jerk to the right and a jerk to the left, which is what it needed to do. But my point is the model somehow has got an inaccurate radius of turn in merging from one lane to another at a 90 degree intersection or something like that. It's more pronounced when there's a median that you don't want to clip. Sometimes when there's a car right there at that intersection, it goes way too close to that car to make the other driver feel comfortable. It's almost like it's gonna clip it. It doesn't clip it, but it feels like it, and it's definitely too close for sometimes those cars that are sitting there at that intersection at the stop line where they're supposed to be. That's what I mean when I say radius of turn, and hopefully we'll get another example somewhere in this drive of what that means, but I'm still very impressed with this version. I don't know what changed. It feels good. It's not making any dumb decisions. Unprotected left turn. It did it okay, but I'm still not happy with the team, where the team's leaving that. I know what they're doing. They took out all the fancy C-shaped maneuver, or the question mark maneuver, fitting in the median, because it wasn't transferable across all devices. The Model Y can fit in the median just fine, but it doesn't do it anymore because they've kind of dumbed down the model because the Cybertruck can't fit, or maybe they don't want the Cybercab to ever do that. So they're kind of dumbing it down to where it doesn't do it as kind of its primary use case. And I will tell you, when I manually do that turn and I force myself to go in there, I have to use this camera system here to see that right repeater in the back because I can't see through the C-pillar on that turn. Now, I have the right-of-way and can go here, but maybe that car turning right made a... Well, look how close we clipped this again. See that? Way too close to that truck. I mean, I just didn't need to be. There was no reason. All right, so now we've got this barrel here, and I'm kind of constrained. I can go right on red, but if I go right, I've got to give that barrel some room. You're going cautious enough. That's fine. That was good. That was perfect for that barrel scenario. I would have done it probably just as good as that, maybe even not as good. Because sitting in the seat, I can't see over there like that repeater camera can. Wow, these cameras really come in handy today. I've used them a little bit more in talking through it. That radius of turn example was exactly what happened to that truck back there. That's what I'm talking about. He was sitting there, and there's a big truck, and I'm a big truck. I didn't need to try to show him how close my car can get to his front left headlight. I don't know. Oh boy, look what we got here. We have got a manual traffic controller with the stop and the pivot to the slow sign. Now granted, I've got a lead car here, but we've got construction constraining the traffic down to one lane. We've got a sign over here that indicates flagman, or you know, traffic controller. You've got a guy up here that's holding a stop sign. I can see the stop sign and it's definitely not marked. Oh wait, it just popped up. So a stop sign just went in and out. Now, what's gonna be interesting here, I really wish we didn't have a lead car. The lead car is gonna kind of make this a gimme, I think, because as soon as he rotates that around to slow, it should just follow the leader. And I think that's what's going to happen. Got a guy back here is watching traffic and what's going on here. Okay, he's not worried about me. He's trying to pull out. He ran over a cone. Can you see him in the camera down here? This guy here ran over a cone and he's trying to get it out from under his truck. I'm glad that's not me. All right, he got the cone out. All right, but while we're waiting on this traffic signalman up here to turn his camera sign around, we're kind of congested here. We have a trailer, we have this guy, we got a dump truck. Oh, there you go. You got a guy with a sign there, so that's perfectly mapped. You know, these assets look really good in this situation. They are, now we got two guys perfectly mapped. That's good. No issues with that. That looks great. These look a little bit more high res. You know what I mean? Like, can you see these lines here? They're almost like little ray tracing lines, but the resolution on that looks amazing. All right, what's gonna happen next? Place your bets. Oh, yes, turn right. The car in front is chickening out, which would make us the lead car, which is even better. Oh, look at that. Oh, now wait a minute, this guy, I didn't realize that was the second car in line because I couldn't see that little guy. Am I creeping up? I'm not creeping up at all. He's chickening out. Why do I have a feeling I'm gonna have to use the pedal of encouragement just for timing here? Because we've been sitting here a long time, and if it just dilly-dallies, I'm not gonna be able to just sit and wait. I got six cars behind me. All right, so this car is backing up. They may be pouring something on the road ahead. If he turns right, I really don't wanna waste my chance of getting this scenario to test, so I'm gonna just stick it out, I think. He's talking on the radio, so he might be asking if it's our turn. Oh, now the dump truck is coming out in this lane. We might have been waiting on that dump truck. Okay, they've opened up this lane of traffic for the opposing traffic. So more than likely here in a second, and I am now the lead car, I probably fast-forwarded a little bit through that section just because I was sitting here so long, but now I'm the lead car. He's talking on the radio, and hopefully we will get a slow indication and the truck will proceed. Let's see what happens here. I'm kind of holding the screen up so you can see the stop sign indication. I'm only going to be able to give it a few seconds if I... Oh, now we got a city bus coming. There's a few more cars coming before it'll be my turn. But now that they're allowing cars to come this way, I think I'm going to get my turn. And what we're going to see is the indication on the screen going from stop to probably something not stopped. And then we're probably going to see whether or not the truck takes the stop going away as an indication to proceed. Don't know if we're going to get a hand signal or not, but more than likely, I don't even know what to expect here. I think it's going to work, but I don't want to have to let it think too long. We got local traffic here that's backing out of a spot. All right, here we go. Oh, he's letting him go first. So look, I'm at slow. He's letting them go first. But look, I'm not creeping at all. And it's still showing a stop sign. So I have a feeling it's not going to go. When he waves me through, I'm just going to give it a little bit of a second. I'm a little disappointed it still says stop. All right, he's waving me through and I'm pressing the accelerator. So it did not, even though he waved me through, it never changed from a stop sign and did not start proceeding. I'm back off the accelerator and it's doing this though. So it's navigating through this on its own. Definitely got a narrow section. Part of it's paved, part of it's not. I guess it would be called an uneven road. It's some of it is a different height than the other. A little bit of a curb here. It's keeping nice tight radiuses on those cones. All right, well, that took so long to develop. I'm probably not going to make that a highlight reel only because, A, it didn't do what I had hoped to do and there was confusion and I had to intervene only for timing. It may have done something eventually, but it's a great scenario. It's navigating on its own and all it needed was just a little bit of encouragement once he started waving me through. Granted, it was after those other cars were coming from the right, but it never even crept up after he went to the slow sign, and it still was displaying the stop sign with a signalman there. So I don't know. What's Tesla AI going to do with some of that? I know we've got some evidence of that working in other scenarios, but I don't know how to be consistently right on that. Really tight here, though. Lots going on. Still got the slow sign here. What does he got? See, it still says stop. And it went away, so I don't know. Does it think that means stop? It says stop on the backside, but I don't know. Leave some comments below. Let me know what you think about that. Was that just too dynamic of a situation for 13.2.9 to handle? Or are we at the point in this model development that it should understand how to navigate that? What would a robo-taxi in Austin do in that situation next month? Is that a teleoperator scenario taking over? Is that, just sitting there and waiting? We do have a Ford F-150 here that's got his blinker on, not moving. He's definitely gray. The cars are going around. So Sybe needs to go around, but see how there's not room because of the light? So it's got this dynamic. It's waiting in the right spot. If the light turns green, is it going to commit to going around? He's now being marked as dark gray, even though he's got his blinker on to kind of park. So I don't know if it's going to go around him now that he's dark gray. Now I'm green. What are you going to do? Green, what are you going to do? You going to go? All right, I'm pressing the accelerator, accelerator, accelerator. And it went around him. So it did not go around him. He was dark. He was traffic. And it wasn't going around him. So another tight traffic scenario there. My human brain understood what to do. It was obvious the way he was pulled over to the side. His blinker was indicating he wasn't going anywhere. it wasn't traffic. That opposing car created a choke point, a constraint. But I had so many cars behind me, you know, waiting on that light to turn. I wasn't just going to sit there and wait for that truck to get out of my way. It's a little like that dump truck early in the video where we were playing chicken, right? You know, where that dump truck was like, listen, I can't fit around you, so you've got to maneuver. I don't know, something else to think about there. The rest of this drive should be a little bit easier than that. Wow, that was kind of a little bit of a gauntlet there, wasn't it? I'm not sure how much editing I'm going to do on that or playing it straight through, but it's important that we continue to get this on film. A, for people to watch how the Cybertruck drives that don't have Cybertrucks, and also just kind of the parity for 13.29 between the Model Y and other vehicles that are getting it, Cybertruck being probably the most drastically different. Trailer parked on the right here. Didn't have any issues with that. Was gray the whole time. This is the S-curve. We got nice newly painted white lines. Look like the paving team has already finished up here. So we got a nice, smooth, well-marked road. Really hugging that inside radius. See that? Inside radius was really tight on that one. Inside radius on that's tight too. See that? Tight. I mean, it feels fine. I'm just kind of trying to find points to talk about here with the lane centering and the lane drift. I don't think that was lane drift at all. I'm going to leave this camera up for these little two little traffic circles we've got. Just so we can kind of see if the tires and the radius of turn issue pops itself out here at all. No, this feels fine. It went plenty wide. Plenty wide. It's crossed the yellow line though, didn't it? It sure did. It kind of came in on the curb just a bit. This one we're just kind of turning right and continuing to the right. We have a yield and we're just proceeding. No big thing there. We got a couple more trucks with some cones, some choke points being created by cars going around. Nothing it can't handle though. Listen, I love driving this car supervised. You know, I hope one day it'll be unsupervised, maybe, but I'm ready for level three or to let these nags ease off a little bit. Let me have a little bit of my time back. I think we're, you know, level three, you know, SAE level three. And I know these levels, a lot of people say we need to get away from that. It's kind of not necessarily a good measure, but to define it, you know, leave me in the seat to take over and just let me have my time back until you tell me to take over. Kind of like the critical, you know, red hands, critical takeover hands pop up and you have to take over. Maybe not that scary. We do have a little bit of startle management to do, human factors there. But, you know, give me a little, maybe it's even the nag beep. Just make the nag beep come up, you know, when you need me to take over or start paying attention a little bit more because of something complex. So let's think that through a little bit while we're at the stoplight. You know, maybe that scenario back there with the traffic was something it wasn't sure about. So if I was in an not unsupervised, if I'm on SAE level three, I'm in the driver, but I'm sitting here playing on my phone or maybe watching a video on my phone or my iPad or maybe on the screen one day, and it came up to that traffic flag, you know, maybe it would have gone beep, beep, boop, and I had to actually help it. That's fine. That's perfectly fine for where we are right now. Let's see how it does on this radius of turn. See that curb right there? Ah, see how close it went? It didn't hit it. It went over some of the reflectors, but it just did not need to go that close to that median. You know, the Model Y has got this beautiful arc, and you're just clipping the corners like you own it. And I think it's a mistake. I don't know if you realize it, but it's definitely not right in the model. Anyway, so back to that level three thing. You know, it's like loosen up the nags. You know, allow me to use my phone. Especially in low risk environments, if you're on the highway and you're just maintaining your flow in standard or chill mode, you know, let me have the time back. Let me just fiddle with my phone. Let me look at the turkeys on the side of the road. It feels like we're ready for that. You know, I'm not ready for an Austin Robotaxi, although I'm excited to play with it. I'm excited to play with the app. I want to learn how the functionality will work. I want to learn how you can hail a car and how you add a car to a fleet. I want to learn about all of that. I just don't think that we're ready to do that on these cars unsupervised yet. But we are closer to, like right now, here I am in traffic. I'm going nowhere. You know, but I know if I started fiddling with my phone and I'm looking at my phone right now, if I'm looking down, you know, it's going to start squawking at me. I'm like, we're going 20 miles an hour in traffic. You got this. I know you got this. See this curb right here? Sometimes it has to correct around that. No, it did that just fine. So that's kind of what I'm expecting a next good step for us would be. I know a lot of people are like, hey, version 14 is next. I'm not convinced version 14 is next for us. I think it could be a 13.3 or a 13.4. I think 14 is going to be Robotaxi, unsupervised, and fancy schmancy with the app. I think we're going to be somewhere further than we are now. And I may be wrong. And the numbering schemes can completely change. You know, Robotaxi could be version 16, for all I know, or 15. I don't think we're going to be on the same version on Robotaxi as we are on this vehicle, though. There's going to be some sort of fork in that software code. I was watching a JD AI Drivers video this morning, and it was talking about how Grok is already starting to show up in the teardown code. Green, the only seen Grok in there. And he was commenting, and I think it was a very good thought, about how Grok could be used to solve the problem of not having a rear screen in some vehicles. Like my AI4 Model Y 2024 version does not have a rear screen. Many Model 3s pre-Highland do not have a rear screen. I think that the Grok voice assistant mode could be that interface. That'd probably have a lot more work to do and stuff like that. But I do think Grok and voice mode in the vehicle will be an amazing addition. Entertainment, conversation, therapy, for Christ's sake, if you feel like you need it. I think you could do all of that while you're driving. All right, I'm pulling these cameras up again for another radius of turn concern. See this vehicle parked over here, kind of at the intersection? I've got to go around that truck, and I've got to make sure I'm clear, and it's going to go into the intersection. Oh, is it going? All right, I'm taking over there. That was a lazy... Why did we... An hour-long drive, and you make a dumb maneuver. If you'd have committed like the Model Y, I'd have let you have it, Sybee, but you didn't commit. You started looking, your nose is in the road, you went for it, and you had to go. Anyway, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about that. You guys saw it for what it is. Some of you may say it had it. After that unprotected left turn at the beginning, I wasn't going to let it have it. It should not have gone for that gap. It should have waited in the intersection, which is what I thought it was going to do. It was going to go out and creep, but instead it committed in front of fast approaching cars. Those cars are going 60 miles an hour. I had to go around another vehicle, and I just didn't have the time. The instructor pilot took over on that landing. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this content and me bantering on for an hour. Any case, leave comments below. Let me know what you think about the Cybertruck 1329 or any of these versions. And if you guys are getting it, let me know what you think about this. All right, we'll post this for you as quick as I can. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.